From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi met Qatari Vice Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in Doha on Thursday to discuss bilateral and regional cooperation. During the meeting, the two foreign ministers agreed to forge bilateral cooperation, particularly in the economic field, with an emphasis on investment in the telecommunication, tourism, and electricity sectors. In the written statement issued by the Foreign Ministry on Thursday, Minister Retno Marsudi said that trade between Indonesia and Qatar continued to increase by 11.53% during the 2015-2019 period. Meanwhile, Qatari investment in Indonesia in the past 3 years focused on the tourism and energy sector. In 2020, Qatar's investment in Indonesia was valued at $6.2 million, an over 30-fold increase compared to 2018. The two ministers also discussed the issue of Palestine, particularly with regard to the meeting of Arab League foreign ministers. Qatar also praised Indonesia for its attention to the role of women in Afghanistan. According to the data provided by the COVID-19 Handling Task Force on Thursday afternoon, the number of Indonesian healthcare workers who have received COVID-19 vaccine shots so far has reached more than 1 million. The government has set a target of inoculating more than 100 million people, or 70% of the total population of Indonesia, with the aim of building herd immunity against the coronavirus. The next priority targets of the vaccination program are public service officers, including police and military personnel. Meanwhile, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has highlighted the dual strategies of surveillance and vaccination applied by his ministry to win the battle against the coronavirus pandemic. The Indonesian government has projected two new special economic zones, or SEZ, in West and East Java, would attract $19.3 billion in investment and thus support the business ecosystem in those regions. The new economic zones are Lido in West Java and Java Integrated Industrial and Port Estate, JIPE, in Gresik, East Java. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, is also chairman of the Special Economic Zones National Council in Jakarta on Thursday, said that the Lido Special Economic Zone is expected to be able to boost tourism in Indonesia. The result must be clear, tourists to West Java must also be of international quality. Foreign exchange flows from foreign tourists as well as foreign exchange saving from domestic tourists could reach $4.1 billion over 20 years. Meanwhile, at JIPE, there are plans to develop businesses in the metal, electronics, chemical, energy and logistic industries. The development of the special economic zones has resulted in an investment commitment of 70.4 trillion rupiah, of which 23.1 trillion rupiah has been realized as of the end of 2020. Clean water needs in Indonesia rose 2- to 3-fold during the COVID-19 pandemic compared to under normal conditions, according to a survey conducted by the Indonesian Water Institute's EWI. IWI researchers and founder Firdaus Ali said that the increase is related to the application of health protocols during the pandemic. The research was conducted from October 15 to November 12, 2020, and involved 1,296 respondents across Indonesia. Meanwhile, Public Works and People's Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono said his ministry has been trying to improve water resilience. To meet clean water needs from households, the government has built infrastructure, including intakes, distribution networks, and water reservoirs to supply raw water. The government has set itself the target of increasing the capacity of raw water supply by up to 50 cubic meters per second. Let's move on to the international news. The European Union on Thursday acknowledged a move by the new U.S. government to refrain from imposing additional tariffs on European Union goods in long-running disputes over aircraft tariffs and said it was ready to work to resolve trade disputes. The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Thursday said it had agreed with U.S. industry that it was unnecessary to revise existing tariffs on European goods at this time, refraining from changes that would have been possible during a periodic review. European Union Ambassador Stavros Lambrinidis said Brussels had proposed a 6-month suspension of tariffs on both sides to allow for negotiations. Britain, which is no longer part of the European Union but is part of the Airbus consortium, has said it is also willing to lift tariffs, possibly unilaterally, as a goodwill gesture. In early trading on Friday, global markets were holding steady or slipping a bit as investors looked over mixed data and watched for the next catalyst. Markets in Greater China and most of Southeast Asia are closed on Friday for the Lunar New Year holiday. China's stocks and bond markets, foreign exchange and commodity futures markets, are closed through February 17 for the holiday. Tom Petrosky, a market analyst at ComSec in Sydney, said that trading in the United States and Europe on Thursday did not move prices enough to provide much direction. World stock market were holding close to record highs on Thursday as investors waived some tepid economic data against increasing vaccination against COVID-19 and the prospect that more government spending and continued cheap money from central banks will drive higher growth and eventually inflation. The World Health Organization warned Europe against rash reopening on Thursday despite a fall in new COVID-19 cases in Germany, announced a partial border closures, reminders of the long battle ahead before vaccine can tame the pandemic. Mass COVID-19 vaccination programs are being ramped up in many countries in the race against more contagious variants, and governments are urging population to continue to cope with closures as the vaccination campaign moves ahead. WHO Europe Director Hans Kluge said that the decline in cases conceals increasing numbers of outbreaks and community spread involving variants of concern. More than 1 million cases are registered every week across the 53 member states in the UN agency's European region, which includes several in Central Asia. But the number of reported cases has been falling over the past 4 weeks, and deaths have also been declining over the past 2 weeks. That was the news.
Oh,
Tomorrow, February 13, 2021, will be commemorated as the 10th World Radio Day. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, UNESCO, designated this date as World Radio Day because of the role of this media in all walks of life. The history of the commemoration of International Radio Day began in 1946. February 13, 1946, is the day when the UN for the first time operated UN radio to disseminate information about its activities to the entire world community. What is interesting to note is how radio still exists, especially amid the existence of many new media platforms nowadays. Whether realized or not, the advancement of new media, such as the internet, does affect the existence of radio. Even so, in fact, it turns out that not all regions of a country can be reached by internet, whether it is for technological reasons or geographic location. This makes radio still the media of choice for access to news and entertainment, especially in remote areas. The frequencies of the short waves is proven to be able to deliver information to various places that may not even be penetrated by the internet. Based on the data released by UNESCO in 2019, there are around 44,000 radio stations around the world. In some places, the number of radio stations is even higher than other media. Take for example, there are more radio stations in Africa than newspaper and television channels. Amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, radio is a very reliable medium. When people are expected not to leave the house, radio is a very effective medium to be used to obtain various information or as study facilities at home, not to mention its very important function in times of disaster. In addition, with the advancement of digital technology, the role and function of radio can increasingly improve following the times. Radio, with its uniqueness and technological advancement that continues to develop, is able to penetrate boundaries and spaces to disseminate news, information, and entertainment to listener. It is hoped that in the future, the uniqueness of radio can be used more for things that are needed by the community across time and space.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 29, 1950, the death of General Sudirman. Great General Sudirman passed away in Magelang on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34 years old. Before he died, Sudirman led the guerrilla against the Dutch colonists from jungle to jungle while battling against chronic TBC. His last position was Commander-in-Chief of the Indonesian military. Sudirman's death was mourned throughout Indonesia, with flags flown at half-mast and thousands gathering to see his funeral convoy and procession. He continues to be highly respected in Indonesia. His guerrilla campaign has been credited with developing the army's esprit de corps, and the 100-kilometer-long route he took must be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduation. On December 10, 1964, he was declared a national hero of Indonesia. Now we move to an event on January 29, 1996, when France halted nuclear tests forever. On January 29, 1996, the French government finally decided to halt nuclear tests in the South Pacific. The decision was taken a day after France exploded its sixth and biggest nuclear test in the region. Due to the test, which was held again in June, there were boycotts of French products all over the world. Having been opposed at home and abroad, in the end, the then French president, Jacques Chirac, gave in. In the same year, France signed an agreement of a nuclear-free zone in the South Pacific. In addition, France also signed Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which unconditionally ends all future tests. We end today in history with an event on January 29, 2013, when SCAT Airlines Flight 760 crashed. On January 29, 2013, SCAT Air Flight 760, a Bombardier CRJ-200 twin jet operated by SCAT Airlines, crashed in thick fog near Almaty, Kazakhstan. All 16 passengers and 5 crew on board were killed. The airplane flying from Coxsackie to Almaty collided around 5 kilometers from Almaty International Airport near the village of Xilitu at 13 local time. SCAT Air stated no one was safe from the accident. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Beginning, head up, cause today you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Good, bad, good, best, so never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break it down, so we'll be this. Everyone has to know. Everyone has to know.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Food and beverage industry is a mainstay in boosting the national manufacturing sector and economic growth, Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Jakarta on Tuesday said amid the pandemic. Food and beverage can grow positively 1.66% with its contribution towards non-oil and gas processing industry, GDP 38.29% and national GDP 6.85%. Therefore, food and beverage becomes a priority for development. Agus Gumiwang further explained one of the ways to increase food and beverage roles for the national economy is ensuring ingredients and material availability. Currently, there is a draft government regulation from the Law No. 11 on job creation in the industrial sector, in which there is guarantee of raw materials for the industry. Raw material availability is very important to increase productivity and competitiveness of the food and beverage sector. Agus Gumiwang said, raw materials availability both from the country or imported will be discussed based on commodity balance. The discussion will also involve all related ministries and bodies from the upstream to downstream under the coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Economy. The minister remarked the raw materials or supporting material for the food industry, including sugar based on commodity balance, must be verified from the supply and demand aspects. Therefore, the government can get accurate and accountable data on raw material needs.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi, jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi, jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Batu Katak Tourism Attraction offers a beautiful natural environment and cave exploration for you who like adventure. This tourism spot is located in Batu Jonjong Village, Pahorok Sub-District, Langkat Regency, North Sumatra Province. Therefore, Batu Katak Tourism location is indeed not far from Binjai. Even Binjai is an alternative route that can be used to reach Batu Katak Tourism. To reach this tourism spot takes about 2 to 3 hours,by motor vehicle from Medan City, with the route Medan Pinang Baris Binjai Pahorok. To enter this tourism attraction, you need to pay an entrance ticket of 3,000 rupiah per person and a parking ticket of 10,000 rupiah, a car. And for motorcycle, you need to pay 5,000 rupiah.Batu Katak Tourism Destination is included in the Gunung Leuser National Park area. Thus, if you enter this tourism area, you will feel the cool air with views of shady trees and high hills. You can also walk around to see various kinds of fauna and flora. Some of the flora that can be seen are like the Amorphophallus titanium carcass and various types of orchids.While for fauna, if you are lucky, you can see gibbons, Sumatran orangutans, Sumatran forest goats, up to monkeys and monkeys with long tail. For you who like adventure, you can trace the cave at Batu Katak. Some of the caves that can be explored are Jodoh, Pupuk Mentar, Air, Batu Rijal,Pintu Angin and Belly Caves. While being in the cave, you can see the magnificent views of stalactites and stalagmites and the river that flows inside the cave. Apart from tracing the cave, you can also soak in natural bath to drafting in the river. For you who like the adrenaline pumping activities, the manager also provides a variety of challenging game rides. One of the quite popular rides is Flying Fox.This ride will make you hang on a rope with a height of 5 to 8 meters.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku. Dirimu yang ada untukku,
yang ada untukku,
berikan senyuman indah padaku. Tak ingin ku melepaskanmu, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau tak dimilikinya, berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku, izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan,
just listen to the third pop song. And for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cynthia or Imlek is not much different from other New Year's. In general, Chinese people also celebrate Chinese New Year. This celebration is also closely related to the party celebrating the arrival of spring. The Chinese New Year celebration starts on the 13th of the 12th month and ends on the 15th of the first month, or better known as Chap Gomeh. Chinese New Year celebrations include Chinese New Year prayers, prayers to the Creator, Tian, and Chap Gomeh celebrations. Chinese New Year celebrations in Indonesia have been held since the reign of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, who upholds the values of pluralism and opens up the religious freedom of the Chinese people. Various memorials and Chinese New Year celebrations take place lively in Indonesia. One of them is at Taman Impian Jaya Ancol or Ancol Dreamland in North Jakarta, which holds a lion dance attraction, into the water at the Main Sea World Aquarium. The event will be presented with the storyline Yin Yang, Living in Harmony. Anchor Dreamland Marketing Director Fabriana Intan said that the Chinese New Year celebration is held with a simple concept while remaining attractive and paying attention to health protocols. That was Miss Seleni.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan, terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya. Pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti. Pagi tiba, menanti pagi tiba.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Tresna Duaan, to be sung by Sule and Rita Tila. Tresna Duaan in Indonesian means love together. This song tells the story of a couple who keep their hearts to love each other even though they are far apart. The song was released in 2018 on the YouTube channel of Indonesian comedian and singer Sule, collaborating with a singer from West Java who repopularized Sunani songs, Rita Tila. Sule wrote the lyrics of the song and gave the nuance of Sunani's pop music. Here is Sule and Rita Tila with the song entitled Tresna Duaan. Enjoy the song.
Sana janurang paanggang rasa dede tetep ageng rasa asih nu duaan kurang jaga kabar
Voice of Indonesia.
Kapan berhenti lebih berkilau tak selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat tak berarti nyata berjanjilah kau kan mengerti pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari sudah ada di hati tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai selalu hargai yang setia di hati berjanjilah kau kan mengerti pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari sudah ada di hati tak ada alasan untuk
of Indonesia.
Satu alasan yang kau beri apa yang
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.